At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Christina Jakubowski is the valedictorian class of 2020 Riverhead High School. It's Anna and Raven, Walk 97.5. We have teamed up with Newsday to honor all our valedictorians. Christina, how do you have a weighted GPA of 109.55?
Oh my gosh.
That's a lot. I mean, does it even go up that high?
So my parents are both teachers, so they've really inspired me to focus on academics, and I've had so much support from my teachers as well. And my school does a really good job of offering AP classes, so that's how I was able to get such a high weighted average.
It's crazy.
That is amazing. Are your parents teachers at your school?
My dad teaches at my school, and then my mom teaches at Smithtown High School, Smithtown East.
What a cool experience.
Yeah. What's it like to have your dad be a teacher in the same school you go to?
It's actually been really nice. He's always been my coach, and I've even had him as a teacher, computer science. So I'm really comfortable with, like, interacting with him and my peers at the same time. So it wasn't that bad. It was pretty fun, actually.
When you say your coach, do you mean, like, your coach? Because I know you're an all-state cross-country champion. Or you mean, like, your actual coach on track and field?
Or academics?
Both. He is the boys' cross-country coach, and he recently started coaching track as well.
Wow.
Speaking of cross country, Raven, 6-time track school record holder.
That's amazing.
Christina. Yeah. You're fast.
Really fast. When you look back on your time spent in high school, what is going to be the most memorable stuff, you think? The stuff that you'll never forget?
Definitely everything I've done with sports. I found such a family with the Riverhead cross country and track teams, and they've really supported me these last 4 years. So I'm going to definitely miss them.
Yeah, well, you know what?
We're so sorry that the senior season really got cut short for you guys.
But, yeah.
What are you going to be doing in college?
And where are you going?
I'm going to Lehigh University, and I'm going to be running cross country and track.
Oh, nice.
So there's more titles to come.
And what do you want to be when you finish up at school?
I'm really interested in international relations and politics, so I'm planning on majoring in that and then going to law school.
Nice.
I mean, the great thing is that all these classrooms right now about politics and history, they ain't going to be boring this semester.
Right.
there's going to be a lot of subject matter to cover.
You're certainly living it right now.
That's
that is
for sure.
Yeah.
And being part of the change, it's amazing.
Congratulations, Christina. We are so proud of you. And coming up next, we'll get your speech to your fellow graduating seniors.
Thank you so much.
Teaming up with Newsday, we are looking to honor the class of 2020 valedictorians by giving them the only thing we can give them, our microphones, so they can make their valedictorian speeches. It's Anna and Raven, Walk 97.5. Christina Jakubowski is the Riverhead High School class of 2020 valedictorian.
Hello, my name is Christina Jakubowski. I want to thank you all for tuning in. I know this is not what we expected, but this doesn't discount any of your accomplishments. Congratulations. On behalf of the class of 2020, I want to thank our superintendent, Dr. Henriquez, and our administration, Mr. O'Hara, Ms. Parlato, and Ms. Taylor, for organizing not only this virtual ceremony, but other events to make sure that our senior year is still special. To our teachers, from the beginning to now, thank you. You have inspired in us a desire to learn both in and out of the classroom. This year, it is also important to thank all healthcare professionals and essential workers who have taken care of us during these months. And of course, thank you to our families. Now I know you guys might be sick of them at this point, but give them a hug. I owe my own family, both by blood and by love, a big thank you. Thank you to my dad for being my coach, my teacher, quite literally. Unfortunately, computer science was my worst subject. And my personal chauffeur, to and from sports, these last 10 years of my life. Thank you to my mom for supporting me during the highs and lows, and for telling me what I don't want to hear, but definitely need neat to hear. Thank you to my brother and sister for being my best friends. You both inspire me with your humility and work ethics. Thank you to my coaches and teammates from Riverhead Cross Country and Track for always encouraging me, showing me how to be a teammate, and of course, making me laugh. And lastly, thank you Riverhead for not only supporting me when I needed you most, but for supporting each and every Riverhead student graduating today. Brene Brown, a researcher of human connection, says that shame and fear are the root of disconnection, and that if we can show courage, let ourselves be seen, and love all people despite our differences, we will feel fulfilled. This is vulnerability. The first ingredient to being brave is being scared. So I challenge you to acknowledge this fear. The fear of saying I love you, the fear of asking for a raise, the fear of standing up for what you believe in, and face it just one time. Put yourself out of your comfort zone, step away from perfection, and show the world who you really are. Ask for help when you struggle. Tell everyone about the obstacles that you overcame to get here today. And most of all, accept others when they trust you with their own vulnerability. Vulnerability is a strength, not a weakness. It is straightforward, not easy. But by embracing vulnerability, we will strengthen connections, appreciate others for their differences, and feel fulfilled.
Incredible job, Christina. Great speech.
Do you have a valedictorian that should be honored as well? Head to walkradio.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, or prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.